show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Excuse me, where can I find comments to last week's Technorama?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the show for Monday, August 20th, 2007. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
Man, I'm okay after a series of unfortunate events.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, it's been the air conditioner went out, the car battery went out, and I feel like I'm going out.
It comes in threes.
Doesn't it?
You're done then. You're good for another, what, week and a half?
Good. I need it.
This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all your email and voicemail comments. If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this. If this doesn't make sense, go back one show and have a listen. Otherwise, pull up a chair, spend a few minutes with us and a few of our closest friends who wrote in, called the listener line, or sent us an audio clip like these people.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Mike Wills from Mike's Hot Fish.
Hey, Mike.
And you guys were talking about views and stored procedures and kind of when to use them.
Yeah.
Well, one prime example I have is I was working on a financial report, and I don't know what they were smoking when they designed the table, but there was one column.
That's always a good start.
Month of the year. So, you know, yeah, your January, February, blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, obviously, it's kind of hard to program to handle something like that when you need to select out different months out of the year for each role, or select out the various months to do your processing, that kind of stuff. So my supervisor at the time helped me create a view that instead of...
Not sure what happened there. Oh, his message was cut off.
Oh, crap.
Oops.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
It was just getting good.
We do have a couple more about views and stored procedures, and we don't want to bog this down and turn it into database 101, but views are very handy if you need more information. I'll send you those audio clips. Moving right along.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Mark in Memphis.
Mark.
Well, Craig, you were half right. A stored procedure
Here's another
is
one.
A set of SQL code that you want to run, you know, like over and over again so that you can just invoke it and it will do whatever it was that you did. However, when that's associated with a table change or something like that where you change something at a table and it kicks it off, it is called a trigger. Not a stored procedure, but they are very similar. But let's say you've got a table where when you change employee number in this table, you want it to go filter out to six other tables and update those. Or you want the user ID and user date and time to update in that same table, you can have what is called a trigger. Anytime somebody makes a change to that record, it automatically updates the user ID and user date with their ID and time, date and time, whatever. That's a trigger.
I thought Gene Autry's horse was Trigger.
That was one.
Okay.
Yeah, I do know that. I did. Maybe I didn't make myself clear, but okay. Yes, I do know. Maybe I should try using triggers and so on. So forth. I hadn't really messed with them in MySQL 5.
And now another message from Will the Computer Guy.
Cover to cover, this is Will the Computer Guy.
Cover to cover?
To last podcast on writing, and not just kidding. This is Will the Computer Guy. I know I'm calling Technorama, Okay, I won't do that again. That was kind of lame.
Yeah.
Hey, paperclip. I keep about 6 or 7 in one of my spare picture holders in my wallet because you never know when you'll need a paperclip. And a couple of small ones, a couple of big ones, and they really are the MacGyver tool in the IT industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing how often you need to use a paperclip to eject, like you said, eject a CD, or in my case, print out stuff from printers whose touch button is recessed. Anyway, take care. Bye.
The paperclip saga continues.
Yeah, it's like the most useful tool known to man, right?
Would that be kind of like your towel on Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Okay, wait a minute. The paperclip is the second most useful tool. The towel would be the number one.
So you got to bring a towel and a paperclip. What else?
This is like an Infocom.
Duct tape?
Hey, this is like a puzzle in an Infocom text adventure. let's see.
Or the stuff that in Steve Martin's movie The Jerk. All I need is this towel. This towel and this paperclip.
And this glass.
That's all I need.
There you go. Inventory. You have a towel, a paperclip, and no tea. Okay.
And now another message from Will the Computer Guy.
Hey guys, Will the Computer Guy. Craig's report about the Gilroy Garlic Festival reminded me that every day I drive by a garlic processing plant, and they're harvesting right now. So every day I get to smell of garlic in the morning and garlic at night. And it reminds me of one of my favorite ways to have pasta, which is a little bit of olive oil, a lot of garlic, some red pepper flakes. You saute all that up. You toss that in with some cooked spaghetti. So good.
Mmm, garlic.
It's called either olio olio or olio olio, I forget. I just call it olive oil with red pepper flakes and garlic and spaghetti. Yeah, I didn't know this was going to be a cooking show. Take care. Bye.
And now you're cooking with Will the Computer Guy.
We've talked about cooking on this show before.
You know what? And I thought about doing an all-cooking show. I mean, Technorama one time. No, I think we should do... We should get everybody to send in their favorite recipe and do a one Technorama cooking show.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Let's try that. So start sending your recipes in. Huh?
And it can't be, you know, like the typical geek fire up the SpaghettiOs kind of thing.
Yeah, no microwave this and
Pop-Tarts.
That.
That's not a recipe.
Send in a good recipe, and you can record it or you can just email it in. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, let's try that. You want to do that?
Sure.
Let's do a cooking Technorama.
Here, if you want to send us your information. Dang it, where is it? There.
Call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. Send your comments to technorama@chuckchat.com.
Hey guys, Will the Computer Guy.
Again.
I have a question that I haven't heard asked in however long it's been since I've been listening. The theme music for Technorama, where does it come from? The is just killer. I love it. Anyway, there you go. Later.
Hey, let me answer that, Chuck. The ancient Aztecs passed this down from generation to generation.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I couldn't hold it.
Didn't work.
That was the Spaniards.
Where does it come from? Should we tell them the honest truth?
Yeah, why not?
We hired a band.
No, we did not.
Okay. Comes from Digital Juice. It's a series of clips called Electromagnetic.
Yeah. And Michael R. Meningay actually set all that up for us.
He helped mix up, yeah, he helped mix up the intro. His voice is the one that goes, Technorama.
Technorama.
And, yeah, the rest is just kind of in there. We've been using that for about a year, a little over a year now, because I got it when we went to Phoenix last year.
You sure did.
So, you know, I was when we first did that, I was a little skeptical, but I didn't know if I wanted to throw in the guitar riffs and things like that. Going, ah, but, you know, I still like it.
Yeah.
Still works.
Yeah.
Zaha Doom.
Zaha Doom.
Zaha Doom.
Zaha Doom.
Zaha Doom.
Guess who's calling?
Zaha Doom.
I have no idea.
Zaha Doom.
Zaha Doom.
Zaha Doom.
Zaha Doom.
Zaha Doom.
Zaha Doom. Zaha Doom.
Zaha Doom.
Hey, Chuck, Craig. It's Zaha Doom over in Texas, where it's in the hundreds. I had an idea for a new webpage I need to put up.
Yeah?
It's called the Craigtionary.
There we go.
We can put all the Craigisms that Craig says in the show. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Oh, boy. We need a wiki page for that, don't we?
Well, we got enough people making wiki pages for us.
The spammers?
Yeah. But, yes, if you want to make a Craigism page, yeah, we can. I'm all
the
for that.
Craigtionary.
Craigtionary. It's Craigrific.
I think we ought to get started.
Well, you know...
Let's see. You know, the problem is I can't remember half the things you've said over the years.
Startlet? You have to go back to the... I don't know. Well,
all
you
right,
know what?
When we hear them, we'll write them down.
I'm hoping that some of the fans can stick some stuff in, or the listeners can.
Well, I remember you'd come up with this phrase, and you go, there, I just made a new word. And then I'd say something like, go register the domain.com.
Yeah.
If anyone remembers what they are, and I'm sure Zaha Doom would, because he probably heard one recently that... deserves to be in there, which is what triggered the voicemail. Yeah.
It starts with y'all with the asterisk. Yeah.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Matt. Overused movie quote?
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
There's a good one. We've got a couple more of them.
Hey, guys. JT from the GigCast here. You're talking about overly used movie quotes. How could you forget Caddyshack? It's in the hole. It's a Cinderella story. Come on, man. There's a duty in the pool. You gotta love it. Anyway, yeah, it's Thursday. You know, I never could get the hang of Thursdays. It's been one of those days on my way home from work. Talk to you later, guys. 010.
Do you
do that backwards? 101. It's a Thursday.
You do drugs, Danny?
Hey, I'll tell you what, I think probably the most, I thought about this, probably the most overused one I've seen.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or even, I jotted down a few of my favorites.
Wait a minute. Even the biggest geek one, may the force be with you.
May the forks be with you. May the farce
or
be
my
with
version,
you.
Or may my version, may the force be with y'all.
There's also... these are not the, insert your favorite phrase here, you are looking for.
That didn't sound as smooth as when Ben did it.
Right turn, Clyde.
Right turn, Clyde.
It's inconceivable.
Okay, that was just great.
My name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yeah, prepare to
Luke,
die.
Luke, I am your father.
Here's Johnny. What about,
whoa.
Whoa. That's all you gotta say.
Or, wax on, wax off.
Yeah.
We use that one at karate all the time. Not sure why. That or, focus, Danielson.
Yeah, Chuck-san.
And of course, there's, you'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, fudge.
Hey, this is Mark in Memphis. Overquoted movie.
Fire.
Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Badges?
We don't need no stinking badges. He's got a good one there.
Yep, that is a good one.
And then there's all the derivatives therein. Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers. Can you name where that's from?
I'm sorry?
Can you name the movie where Badgers was from?
Yeah, the UHF.
Oh, you're too good for me.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Hi, it's BJ, Maryland. And you ask for favorite movie quotes?
Yes.
The most often one that gets spoken in our house is, watch out for that first step, it's a doozy, from Groundhog Day. And just hang loose, bud, mama gonna get you on the rebound with the medicide.
Airplane.
From Airplane. I have a few more, but that's enough. Bye.
My mama didn't raise no fool.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
The cockpit, what is it?
It's a little plane in the front of the room, but that's not important.
In front of the plane. And stop calling me Shirley.
There's no crying. Hey, I'm sorry.
Don't call me Shirley.
There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Hey, guys. Well, the computer guy. Social networks. Yeah, too many of them. I think Chris Perillo of LockerGnome.com gave this rant 6 or 8 months ago. If Pounce wants to be the killer social networking app, it needs to be able to update all other social networks so that you only have to use one. I got invited to Jaiku. I got invited to Pounce. I think I've been invited to one more. I love Twitter for its simplicity. Pounce has some features with sharing with your friends. That's nice. But if Pounce really wants to become the king of all social networks, it really should seamlessly be able to update all of your other social networking apps. Twitter, Jaiku, Facebook, whatever. Anyway, I barely use even Twitter now. Anyway, take care, guys. Have a great day.
Message from the chat room. Next, Web 3.0. Mm-hmm. Beginning of the anti-social networks. Spam your friends. Terrorize your pets.
It's all about the individual.
Welcome back to the me decade.
Well, you know, I tell you what. I pretty much gave up on Pounce. And I'll tell you why. Because, one, there's no API. And there's no IM. No way to just easily, you know, send a message to it. And I don't like where, I don't know, it just seems a little too closed at the moment. And I know those things are coming, but they're not there. So I'm sticking with Twitter and Facebook. Facebook is a little more personable, I think. Twitter, I got friends, and it's just a rolling chat of what people are doing. And I kind of like that. It's simple enough for me. And so I'm sticking with Facebook and Twitter. I may update Pounce every once in a while, but I just can't stick with it right now.
Simple is good.
It's just too much.
Simple is good.
Yeah, so I like Twitter because it's simple. There's no, who am I sending this to, public, private, just friends or whatever, you know, that crap. I don't care about sending a file. I got some guy sending me Metallica. It's Friday. Let's send out MP3s. I'm like, why? So I'm not sending in event notices around about it, inside of it. So none of that stuff interests me. I just want to have some friends. I stick stuff in there like, oh, we're about to record Technorama. Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. And just be done with it.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. That's what I'm going to do.
Lower on the food chain than that.
Hey, so if you want to see, here's how you can find me. Go to spindle.com, S-P-Y-N-D-L-E. I put links to all that on the right-hand side. That's where I'm updating. That's how you can find
me. Okey-doke.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, this is Mike up of Mike Tatis here.
I love his intro.
I have a question, statement, whatever. Have you guys ever sat down and there's a bug that you know you have to get fixed, and you stare at it, and you stare at it, then you move on to some other things because you just can't figure it out, and then in a moment of clarity, boom, the answer pops in your head. It's a stupid, simple little if statement that you have to do. That just happened to me here today. I'm in my address. I'm allowing for that four-digit extension in your zip code.
Yeah.
And I hadn't handled that yet, and I just could not for the life of me figure out how to do it. And then in a moment of clarity, it's like, oh yeah, I just got to search for what is it, 10,000, which is greater than 10,000 or whatever that number is, which one with five zeros. then they didn't enter in the extension. Anyway, I just wanted to know if you guys ever had that kind of problem or not. Keep up a great show, guys. 101.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What is he talking about?
My God, we know not of this programming of which you speak.
You know, there's been so many times that I've just beat my head against the wall over something. It could be network related, you know, hardware, computer-wise, or even programming. Yep. And it took me so long to realize you have to step away from it to be able to see clearly. I mean, really, because I've done that so much, and when you get to a point, your vision is blurred. I mean, your mind's eye, so to speak, and you will not see it, what it is, and you have to step away from it. But yeah, there's been plenty of times I've been bitten by a single quote somewhere, or you know, with PHP, I forgot to put a semicolon at the end of the line. You know, something stupid like that.
Either that or your Boolean logic is backwards, or you have a not equals instead of an equals. there's been those. You go, why isn't it dropping into this loop?
I tell you what the worst thing is there's been some times I wrote like a SQL statement. I'm using PHP MySQL to administer my SQL server. And I'm sitting there trying to run a SQL statement, and I'm getting no results. I'm like, I know there's data in there. I can go look at the row. Why can't I reference it and pull it up? And, you know, and then I go, oh, it's something like simple in the logic or something, you know. Yeah, you just got to know when to walk away, know when to hold them, know when to...
Oh, don't even start.
Hi, Chuck and Craig. It's Clive here again.
Clive!
Just thought I'd clear up. I'm English, born in Britain, raised partially there, but live in Germany now. Moved over here when I was six, and then went back to school in England, did university there, but did work, and now I've moved back to Germany again. So hence the maybe the confusion with the English name, and but I live in Germany, so just thought I'd clear that up. Anyway, take care. Not that you probably were really that interested in it, but hey, you know, there you go. 101, bye.
Just another bit of trivia to stick in my brain.
Then Bob's your uncle.
Or would it be Jan is your uncle in Germany?
Jan. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm going to throw this in here real quick. You know, the only reason because I said Bob's your uncle and I kept thinking about it. It was, I watched The World's Fastest Indian. Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's with Anthony Hopkins, and he's riding the Indian motorcycle, and he's trying to set the land speed record in the salt flats. That was an awesome movie. Well, he was from Australia, and he kept saying, and Bob's your uncle. You know, I kept laughing. I guess I've heard you say it before, and, you know, I knew it's like a popular English saying, but anyway, it was just it was a great movie, and I would highly recommend that to anybody.
There you go. Add another one to your list.
Yep.
Hi, Chuck and Craig. It's Clive here.
Clive!
Speaking of scientific calculators, which you were on show 182, I think it was, I believe, I got a great scientific calculator given to me by my father. It's a Casio FX850P. Claims to be a personal computer, of all things, which I had... I think he gave it to me while I was at university in York. And the story behind it is, my dad used to live, still does live in Germany, but used to work for Panavia, who build the tornado bombers and interceptors. And there's some pilots from a German tornado squadron were taking part in a bombing exercise. Now, they weren't allowed to use targeting computers because that would have made everything rather boring because everyone would have hit the target almost all the time. So they had to do it manually. But they were allowed to use things like little calculators. So they grabbed themselves one of these Casio FX850Ps and programmed in BASIC a little something to help them get the target, and they won the competition with it. However, subsequently, they forgot the password that they set on the thing. And... So it became rather useless to them, and they were quite interested to try and find out what the program was, because they'd also forgotten, along with the password, what the program was. Now, talk about forgetful pilots. It's not the kind of people you want to have flying over you with live ammunition on board, I don't think. You might forget which country they're in.
Where were we going again?
Anyway, my dad was given it to try and hack it, and he couldn't do it, and gave it to me for me to try and hack it. Unfortunately, I couldn't either, but... I did a total reset on the system and used the calculator, not quite as criminally as Craig did, throughout my university days, and I still have it now. So, anyway, my little story about a scientific calculator. I hope you enjoyed it. Take care. Looking forward to the next show. Binary High Five 101. Cheers. Bye.
CJT, he got it right. And the calculator will be handed down from generation to generation until someone can crack it, and they will be pronounced King of England.
It's like the legend of the legend of the math. I don't know, the calculator. Or
are you done yet?
No. It's like Excalibur.
That's what I was referring to. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, okay, proceed. Captain Obvious.
This is Tom in California.
Hi, Tom.
I'm sorry, guys. I've really messed up the story about Clyde. Anyway, there are three elements to the story about Clyde. Number one, a salesman named John, a very smart guy. The original computer, that picture of the pencil with the print at the graphite end and the delete at the eraser end,
Hi-tech.
And number three, Clyde, the $4.99 calculator, because PCs were too alien for John. He couldn't and didn't cope with spreadsheets very well. Anyway, this guy brought in the $30 to $40 million hardware and software deals for our company, but had trouble with the personal computer stuff. He was really upset when we lost our admin support because he used to write out all of his letters and proposals and fax them to her, and she would type and email them back to him. Toward the end of his career, he would hunt and peck type, but he relied on the rest of us for spreadsheet or PowerPoint work. Anyway, we all remember Clyde, the calculator, because John never went anywhere without Clyde. And yes, that decimal point is important.
It all makes sense now.
You know what? That sounds like a lesson of life. And yes, the decimal point is important.
Clyde went on to have three other children, a watch, a timer.
Left, middle, and right turn, Clyde. Never mind.
All right, that's going to bring us to the end. Any closing comments?
What?
Yes, that's our voicemail show.
Well, we had Mark in Memphis wrote in about the Octothorpe.
He did. You're right. No, we covered that last week.
I mean, why is it still in the notes?
Because you're looking at last week's notes.
Okay, let's edit this. Okay, everybody, that's the end, I guess.
We appreciate your support. If you like the show, there are many ways to show your love. You can call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. Leave messages like those people. Or if you happen to be overseas, or even not overseas, and you just want to make a free phone call, download Skype from skype.com. Put Chuck Chat in your buddy list and leave a message on my machine. I'll pick it up. That's how Clive did it from Germany.
Awesome.
You can also email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. The website is always there, www.chuckchat.com. For forum, swag, webcam, all the other good stuff, show notes, yada, yada, yada. Or, if you really, really want to earn our love for life, there's the tip jar. You can do a one-time or a monthly micropayment of just $2 per month. We would love it. You can also write a review on iTunes, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, or any one of the many other podcast directories. That gets us a little more visibility, we get a larger community, and that in turn helps out the show in general. So your efforts are appreciated by us. I'd like to thank lots of people for continuing to show their support and help keep Technorama going by donating their time and talent. Mad Marv for all the great blog content during the week. The chat room, we're always there on Sunday nights. For the U.S. anyway, you can figure out where it is in your time zone. Around 9:30 Central at irc.freenode.net. The chat room name is... Tell them.
Oh, yeah. Octothorpe Technorama.
Find the Octothorpe on your keyboard. Sounds like something that came out of...
Find the Octothorpe on your keyboard and press any key.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with Farpoint Media. You can find them and a whole lot of other great audio content at farpointmedia.net. If you're getting the show the old-fashioned way by clicking on the website, consider subscribing to get the show automatically delivered to you for free. Drop either one of us an email. Again, technorama@chuckchat.com if you'd like more information on that. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama and a binary high five.
Frankly, Chuck, I don't give a 101.